USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The choked up chief in Milwaukee, Wisconsin discusses the shooting death of a veteran cop while on duty yesterday.
He's a 17-year veteran who was well loved by the department and a friend of mine.
Police officer Alfonso Morales says the suspect was wanted on gun and drug violations. He was shot and wounded by other officers and is currently in custody. Then overnight, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training was shot and killed and a second officer wounded after they approached the driver of a car along an interstate just outside Phoenix. A struggle ensued and the suspect got one of their guns. It's not clear whether that suspect's in custody. The Labor Department says 217,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the previous week, but still a little below what analysts predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump announces peace talks are underway to avert a trade war with the European Union.
So we're starting the negotiation right now, but we know very much where it's going.
After meeting at the White House with a top European Union official, the president told reporters their objective will be
to ease trade, reduce bureaucratic obstacles, and slash costs dramatically.
The president says the two sides are aiming to discontinue all tariffs. He's expected to discuss the plan further when he appears today in Dubuque, Iowa, and later in Granite City, Illinois. There's been a small explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China. An embassy spokesman says a man set off the small bomb and was injured, but there were no reports of any other casualties. Major flooding still hitting the eastern United States. Drenching rains falling still from New England down to the Carolinas. Out west, heat advisories are in effect from Arizona to Oregon. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We told you about jobless claims earlier. Orders for durable goods are up, as that Commerce Department report says. Orders for big-ticket items rose 1% in June. Some of the most popular parts of Yosemite National Park remaining closed for the next few days because of the deadly wildfire that's still burning near the western edge of the park. The Yosemite Valley and Wawona areas, as well as the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias, are shut down at least until Sunday. The former Team USA gymnastics doctor serving up to 175 years for sexually assaulting multiple girls and women has now been assaulted himself. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
Attorneys for Larry Nassar said he was assaulted in prison and should be moved to another facility. In a motion filed on Tuesday, Jacqueline McCann of the State Appellate Defender's Office in Detroit said Nassar was assaulted within hours of being released into the general population at an Arizona federal prison in May. McCann also said that Nassar should be resentenced because the person who sentenced Nassar, Judge Aquilina, brought unwarranted attention to her client by allowing more than 150 women to give testimonies at his nationally televised sentencing hearing. I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.